Through three quarters, Warsaw 19 of 39 for the field, 49% in that quarter, 8 out of 15. Morton, 14 of 37 from the field, 4 of 15 from the arc. Warsaw 3 of 4 at the line, Morton 4 of 4. Warsaw with 5 turnovers, and Morton now with 6. And now the defense much more aggressive, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by the Governors. It's out of bounds to Warsaw at a very shaky opening moment of this fourth quarter. The Morton coaching staff thought that Gould touched it before it went out of bounds. Officials saw otherwise. Sullivan gets it in. Gould splits a double team and throws it back out to Finlinson. Now to Gould. Back to Finlinson between the circles. Left side to Sullivan, who's out there with Martin and Jaeger. Jaeger on the low block. He'll back down on Morton. Moore. He spins the baseline. Shot blocked by Lee. Taken away by Morton. In transition, Collins. Skip pass across to Nix. Underhand flip shot. No good. Foul called on Jaeger. Jaeger with his second foul. Free throws coming up here to start the fourth quarter for the Governors. Again, they like to block shots. They're happy for you to go ahead and drive it in on them because they've got at least one guy, sometimes two, that time two, waiting to do something about it. And the free throw is up and good by Nix. That's his fourth point. He hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter.
Yeah, we've seen the whole game tonight. They don't mind going up trying to alter your shot or block it.
They've goaltended twice. I don't think we've seen a goaltend the whole season. Nix to shoot a second one, and he got them both. Well, their stats say they're not a good free throw shooting team, but they made 6 out of 6, and it's 47-38, Tigers by 9. Finlinson lobs the far side. Martin gets run into and a foul called. Nix gets a foul, and their coaching staff is holding hands out high trying to figure out how that's a foul. Martin jumped in the air, caught the ball on the fly, and Nix just backed right into him and knocked him over. Jaeger and Sullivan out as Bricker comes back in. And he'll lob it in the backcourt to Gould, who got away from his man. Gould jumps the pass far sideline to Bricker, and the ball's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Nix was the last to touch it. Warsaw plays it in again. This could be a long 7-19, Jim Spiker.
They're really up in the pressure. This could be an interesting two and a half minutes, see how we handle this.
They bounce into Martin in the front court. He'll drive it down the middle of the lane all the way to the basket. Oh, he missed it. Tipped by Bricker, no good. Rebound grabbed by Collins. Collins racing forward. Up Ed Hill on the left to the basket. Lost it. Foul called. Carson Gould with his third. More free throws coming up here for the Governors with 7:09 to go. And Morton only trailing now by 9.
It'll be interesting if we just slow down and don't let this pressure speed us up. I think we're going to get easy shots. If we don't, it could get interesting here over the next couple minutes.
Martin had an open path to the basket. He just missed the shot. Free throw up and good by Hill. He's got 11. His average is one more than that. He's got a chance to make this a 7-point game with 7:09 left. Free throw up, free throw good. Well, the book on these guys was it's okay to foul them. So far, it's not been in this game. And on the inbounds, they get it to Trey Davis on the near sideline, back to Gould. Gould is trapped deep in the backcourt, and he's getting roughed up, and a whistle, and they're going to call held ball. Hold on now. Warsaw called timeout first. Timeout Tigers first. It's a full timeout. 7:01 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 47, Morton 40, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Tigers get it in. Gould near the baseline in the backcourt. Spins against Collins up the far side to Martin. Martin back to Gould. Gould to the midcourt line to Davis. Pass deflected. It gets to Finlinson. He'll take it in and put it up and in. Finlinson with a tough finish in from the right to make it 49-40. In transition, Hill. A cross-court pass to Nix. In the corner, a three on the way by Collins is good. His third of the game. He's got 11. 49-43. The Tiger lead is 6. Finlinson deep in the backcourt. Jump pass across to Bricker. He'll take it in the front court up the sideline to Martin. Martin under the basket. Trey Davis. He'll fake and score. Davis with his second field goal. He's got 4. 51-43, 6:20 to go. Hill across the line near sideline. One hands it out to Jeremiah Moore. Back to Hill. Hill back to Moore from the right angle. Takes it in. Shoots it up. Shot it too hard. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker then got knocked over and a foul called. Hill took a whack at it and knocked Luke Bricker over. 6:04 to go. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Collins looks like he's exhausted. He comes out. Henderson's back in.
Morton's applying a lot of pressure specifically on Gould. They're trying to take the ball out of his hands and making somebody else be bringing it up against the press.
Gould, double team to the backcourt. Finlinson looking long, nobody open. He'll take it across the line himself. Now he throws it out to Carson Gould in the center circle. Far side, Finlinson. Finlinson to Martin in the corner on the left. He tried to dribble through a double team. He's sitting on the basketball. He's trying to get it out of there somehow. And a whistle and a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Morton. This one I know. One thing has not changed about basketball since the mid-80s. If you get trapped, you're already in trouble. You've got to get rid of the ball before the second guy gets there.
That's true. Sometimes kids don't anticipate that they're going to be get trapped, and then by the time they realize, it's too late. You got to see the defense ahead of time.
Yeager in, Davis out. 5:46 left. Clock running, fourth quarter. Whoa, almost thrown out of bounds. Hill tiptoed the sidelines to keep it in. Lee, right side, three-pointer. No good. Good block out by Carson Gould. Up ahead. Oh, he threw it over Bricker's head, out of bounds. And Morton gets it right back at the timeline. Gould made a terrific block out to get that rebound and then immediately whipped it forward and right past Bricker and off the inline, out of bounds. Or off the sideline, out of bounds. Collins back to Hill on the left. He'll dribble toward the top of the circle, one hands it across for Henderson. Back out to Hill, around to Collins for another three. That's good. Collins with 4 3-pointers and 14 points. His average is 8 per game. 32nd timeout with 5:16 left in the fourth. Warsaw 51, Hammond Morton 46. Back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. 5:16 to play. Warsaw 51. Morton 46. The lead that was double digits now down to 5, and still a long way to go in this game. Warsaw needs to score some points. Bricker to the center circle, Gould. Now he picks up his dribble, lobs down the baseline, Finlinson out the other side. Bricker, a catch and shoot three, no good. Hill the rebound for Morton, and he'll jump a pass ahead, but a whistle and a foul called. That'll be the third against the Tigers here in the fourth quarter. And Finlinson picks up his first. Trey Davis comes out. That's offense for defense.
Our zone needs to do a better job of tagging Collins. He's the only one that's really hurt us from the perimeter.
Morse on a 1-3-1 zone defense right now. Hill left side, throws it underneath. Reverse layup is good. Moore scores. He's got 14. It's 51-48. Warsaw's lead is down to 3. Martin across the line. Picks up his dribble. Bounces back to Gould at the center circle. Now he's being pressured. He will dribble left. Now dribble back to the middle. Throws it off to Martin. Martin, double team. Gould at the free throw line. Underneath Bricker. Skips it back out. Finlinson tries a three. Bingo! His first of the game. And Warsaw's lead is back to 6 at 54-48 with 4:14 left. On the right side, Henderson out top to Lee. Left side to Hill. Hill drives right, kicks it across. Jefferson thought about the three, and then two Tigers ran at him. At the free throw line, Moore throws a no-look pass underneath the Lee, and it went past him and out of bounds. Davis back to the scorer's table. He comes in. Yeager comes out. 3:58 left. Warsaw with two timeouts left. Morton with two. Gould gets it to a cutting Martin at the free throw line. Up the near sidelines to Trey Davis. Davis across the line, around a defender, lost the ball. Taken away by Moore. Up ahead to Collins. He'll take it down and score, and there's a foul. You could see that coming. Trey was just too close. It's 54-50, and a chance for a three-point play for Collins. He's got 16 points, and nobody for Morton has that many. Nix is coming in for Collins if he makes the free throw to make it a three-point game again. Collins shoots it. Missed it. Long rebound grab by Gould for the Tigers. Up the far sideline, Martin to Bricker on the wing. Back out to Martin. at the free throw line, Davis. Now back out to the center line to Gould. Right sideline, Finlayson to Gould, now to Martin. Martin holding to the near sideline, Finlayson. Back out to Gould, 3:30 left. Tigers by four with the ball. Backdoor cut, Finlayson to the rack, lost it going up. Oh, it almost went in anyway. There's a whistle and a foul called. And two free throws coming up here for Finlayson. A foul's called on Moore. Keep in mind, that's his fourth. If that had gone in, that might have been the play of the game right there. Wow. Finlayson at the free throw line, 76% for the season. First one's up, and it's way short. You knew that one wasn't going to make it as soon as he let it fly. Substitution made. Knicks in, Collins out. Finlayson gets one more free throw, looking for his 10th point. And it's good. Jaeger in for Finlayson this time. 3:24 to go. Governor's ball. Warsaw the lead, 55-50. Hill across the line into a Warsaw zone defense. Lee back to the near side for Henderson. Hill along the sideline, right in front of their bench, across to Knicks, out top for Henderson, back to the near side, Hill. Backdoor pass and a dunk by Lee. That's that diagonal pass against the zone, and with 3 minutes to go, it's 55-52. Gould tips it ahead for Davis. Back to left for Martin. Martin trapped along the sidelines to Jaeger down in the far corner. He fell down with the ball, and we have a timeout. Timeout called by the Tigers. It's a full timeout. 2:49 left to go in the fourth. Warsaw leads 55-52. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 55, Morton 52. Warsaw with one full timeout left, Morton with two. Warsaw has been called for four fouls this quarter, and the Governors have been called for three, so they still have one foul to give. And right now, I'm just looking out there, and again, I don't know what's in their hearts and minds, but just by body language, Jim, there's a lot of guys wearing black shirts that don't look like they really want the ball.
It's getting tight. We need to value the basketball, take care of it. We just need to be tough with the ball. I think part of the problem is there's a lot of physicality and not a whole lot being called.
Gould to throw it in, baseline left. Looking, slipped it in. Trey Davis, wide open under the basket for two. 2:45 left. Warsaw with the lead by 5, 57-52. Collins, far side, back across, Hill. Three-pointer's not his game. Collins will shoot one, and he hits another one. Man, oh, man. He's got 11 points in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Morton. They've got one left. 2:29 left to go in the game. Warsaw's lead is 2, 57-55. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw.
He missed. He went one for two.
All right. 57-55. Warsaw by two. Still forever left in this game. 2:29. This is going to feel like an NBA fourth quarter here. And part of that is because the Tigers just have made some really bad decisions and put themselves into bad spots. They were up 11 at the end of the third quarter. Gould to play it in. He can run the end line. He does. He gets it into Finlayson. Finlayson up the sidelines. Now retreats and throws it back to Bricker. Across the line, Martin far side. Martin in the middle of the lane for Gould. Gould back to Finlayson. He'll fake and bring it back out. Now Robbie's trapped. Got rid of it to Davis outside the arc. Now up the sideline, out toward the midcourt line, Finlayson. Back to the near corner to Martin. Martin run into by Hill. Foul call. That was their one to give. LeBron with his third. 2:04 to go. Out of bounds, the Tigers. Here's about a 15-foot gap between Hal Gunder, the last seat on the bench, and the scores table, which only has three guys at it. And Bricker lobs it in the backcourt to Martin. 2 minutes left to go. 57-55. Tigers by two with the ball. Martin across the line against Hill. Up the sideline. Fakes the handoff. Backs his way down to the block. Into a double team. Across to Gould. Gould fakes and throws it back out to Finlayson. Finlayson, top of the circle. Reverses course and goes back to Gould. In the corner, Bricker. Up the baseline. Throws it out to Martin. Martin will throw it in the lane to Davis. Then back out to Bricker. 1:40 left. Now to Gould. Gould brings up for far side to near. Now back across the top to Finlinson. Finlinson outside the three-point arc to Trey Davis. Now to Martin. 1:29 left. Martin leans over against Moore, who's got four fouls. Martin shakes free of him. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. He finds Bricker out on the right. 1:19 to go. Bricker to Davis at the elbow. He'll look inside but throw it out to Bricker. 1:10 left. Now Bricker leans over. Dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Throws it back to the near sideline to Gould. And Gould fell down with the ball. He'll bounce up the sideline. The ball is tipped out of bounds. And what do we have? Timeout Tigers? It is timeout Warsaw. That's their final timeout with 1:01 left to play in the game. Warsaw leads by two when we come back after this on News Now Warsaw. Just another boring old Warsaw boys basketball game. Huh? 13 of 20 games to this point decided by 10 points or less. And this one certainly is headed that direction. Warsaw takes their final timeout, confirmed by Nate Howe at the scorer's table, with 1:01 left, leading 57-55. Which means if Warsaw can't get it in here, Gould's got to just hold it and not try to throw it inbounds and force something. He'll get it into Martin, who then gives it right back to Gould. Gould trapped along the sidelines. He jumps a pass to Davis. Davis being whacked at. The ball's knocked free. It's taken away, and Hill will dunk it to tie the game. Tie game, our first tie since it was 28-28. 40 seconds left. Gould to the free throw line. Left side Bricker makes a head fake and a whistle and a foul call. They called that one, but not the mugging that happened in the center circle right before that that gave the Governors a chance to tie the game. Bricker at the free throw line with 36 seconds left. He has not scored yet in the fourth. And he's got that one. Warsaw back to lead 58-57. 36 seconds left. Jaeger in for Finlinson. Bricker with one more. Trying to put the Tigers up by two. Spins it, shoots it, and got it. 19 for Bricker. 59-57 Tigers, 31-30-29 seconds left to play here in regulation. Timeout will be called here by Morton, and I have that as their final timeout. 27 seconds left. We're keeping it here. Warsaw in the lead, Jim, 59-57.
This will be interesting. We went back to man there. We haven't been in man in a long time. So we'll see if we can get a stop when we need it and secure an offensive rebound.
Team fouls now. Five have been called against the Governors. Four against Warsaw. So the next foul they commit would send Morton to the free throw line. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw on the next tell ball if we have one. And both teams are out of timeout, so we're playing out the rest of regulation without a stoppage. And it will be Morton basketball after Bricker's two free throws. What do you think here from what the Governors are going to do? They got options.
Yes, and we've got to make sure we know where Collins is. The last thing you want to do is lose somebody, especially him, and get a three off in this situation.
At the midcourt line, it'll be Governor ball. Matt Moore still with his team in the huddle. The Governors are in place. Hill will throw it in. Moore is in the backcourt side of the midcourt line. Collins is down on the right block. And here we go. 27 seconds left. Morton with the ball down by two. Moore, they run push down. And Hill bobbled and shoots and missed it. Tipped in the air. Grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Foul called. Foul called. They ran push down against the Tigers, and Warsaw defended it beautifully. The foul is called on Henderson. It's his second. Free throws coming up for Martin to put the Tigers up three and then four. 17 seconds left. Warsaw will not man the free throw line. Martin for the game, three out of four. For the season, right there, 75%. He has 11 points. Dribbles twice, spins it, shoots it, and made it.
This is the big one here. Let's see what happens.
Martin with 12. Chance to make it a two-possession game. And remember, Morton doesn't have any timeouts. Second one's in the air. Good! He got them both. In transition, Hill, near side to Moore. Moore drives into Martin, leans in, and scores. 16 for Moore, 8 seconds left. Gould trying to get it in, got it to Bricker. Ahead to Martin, 3 seconds, two. Down court, Jaeger, he'll lay it up, and in! It's over! It's over! The Tigers win! Warsaw wins! 63-59. Warsaw comes to Hammond Morton for the first time ever, and they get out of here with a close win. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now. Warsaw, 63-59. Warsaw wins another exciting game. Again, Warsaw in close games, 10-4 in games decided by 10 points or less, and now 8-3 in games decided by 5 points or less. I can't imagine a season where over half your games have been decided by 5 points or less, and that is exactly what has happened with this group. Warsaw wins 63-59. Final scoring for Morton, who's 7-14 on the year. Willie Collins was the leader, 19 points, 11 of those in the fourth quarter. Jordan Nix, 5. Jaden Lee, 2. LeBron Hill, 14. Jeremiah Moore, 16. For Warsaw, Trey Davis, 6, Drew Sullivan, 2, Biden Berger, 2, Carson Gould, 3, Luke Jaeger, 8, and 3 in double figures. Robbie Finlinson with 10, Brant Martin with 13, including those two free throws that basically put the game on ice, and Luke Bricker finished with 19 points, 13 of those after halftime. Warsaw now 16-5 on the season. We were tied at 14 after one. Warsaw scored Morton 14-12 in the second to go up 28-26 at halftime. The third quarter looked like it might be the deciding quarter. Warsaw scored Morton 19-10 to go up 47-36. And Morton just kept punching away and punching and punching and punching away. Got back to where they tied the game at 57. But Warsaw scored six of the last 8 points of the game, and they win it 63-59, being outscored in the fourth quarter by Morton 23-16, but having enough at the end to win. So we were tied on 9 occasions, and we had 8 lead changes. 63-59, Warsaw wins at Hammond Morton. Final stats are next on News Now Warsaw. 63-59, Warsaw beats Morton here in Hammond today. Time for the final stats, brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Warsaw was 24 of 47 from the field. That's 51%, 7 of 20 from three-point range, 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. Morton was 22 of 48 from the field. That's 44%, 7 of 19 for three-point range, 8 out of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounding, even, 22-22. Morton with 5 offensive rebounds, Warsaw with 4. And the Tigers, against this pressure, had only 8 turnovers in the whole game. That's pretty good, Jim.
Yes, it is. We found a way. It's a very entertaining basketball game. I enjoyed today. I thought both teams competed, played well, back and forth. It was a fun game to be here and watch.
Warsaw wins at 63-59. We're waiting to see and hear from Matt Moore. Hopefully he'll be out here in just a minute. Individually for Warsaw, you had Luke Bricker, 6 of 10, 5 of 7 for three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, to go along with 7 rebounds and 2 steals. Robbie Finlinson, 4 of 10 from the field, 1 of 6 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 10 points for him, 3 rebounds in the game. Brant Martin, 13 points, 3 rebounds, including the big one at the end, and he also had 2 steals. Warsaw wins here by a score of 63-59. We'll come back. We'll talk with Matt Moore in just a minute next on News Now Warsaw.
The communication part of that really well. I thought our ball handling got a lot better tonight, even though we did turn it over some. You know, there were opportunities there where we could have gotten sped up and turned it over more, and we have in the past. But yeah, just really, really proud of just the fight and the poise, the grit. Different guys made different plays in pockets, and that's a team that, again, most of their season, you know, for them, they've played these games where they could go either way, and you know, they've lost more than they've won, but they've been in so many of them just like this. And that atmosphere is important for us, and I thought, you know, our third quarter was good defensively in terms of really limiting kind of what they had in the half court, and then, you know, they make some tough shots, and that's credit to them. I can't really put my finger on why guys decide to have, you know, explosive quarters or nights against us shooting the ball, but that's the game, right? And our guys did a really nice job down the stretch of just staying together.
Well, part of that is free throws. You made your free throws in the fourth quarter in the key moments. Brant Mart put in two. Luke Bricker put in two. It's amazing what making free throws at the end of games will do to settle down things when things seem a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we didn't shoot a ton of them. We're 8 for 10, but the ones you do hit, they all matter. And you know, Brant hits a big one down the stretch. And yeah, it's just it's an interesting game. The season has been very interesting in that way. That, you know, there's really not been many games where I'm not walking the sideline trying to help us out, right? And that's good. There's something to that, and that's some of the growing pains, you know, that this group has had to navigate, but they have navigated it really well. Luke hit some big shots, and Jaeger's present. I thought Trey was really good for us in pockets. Biden's second half was really important because he kind of gave us a boost there. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a good group, man. I enjoy coaching. It's hard to believe. You know, I said this the other day, like when you get to the end, you start thinking about the beginning. And you look how the season's played out. We're at 16 wins now, and we got another game coming. And a lot of things that, you know, maybe you wish you could do different or do over. But you realize that it builds you for where you're at in the moment. And we're at a good place, I think, right now.
When Jaeger lays that in and the game's over and it's a 4-point lead and you win the game, my immediate thought was the season's come full circle. Because Columbia City, double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, got rid of all of it. Columbia City's right there, and Martin makes the big play that puts you into the winner's circle.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of similar ones throughout the year in that form. But we've played, you know, multiple seasons worth of situational basketball, and I think these guys have some belief in one another. Doesn't mean the game's always played perfectly, but there's not a lot that we haven't seen. You know, we've seen buzzer beaters on both sides of it. We've seen amazing plays. We've seen, you know, comebacks on both ends of it. And so, yeah, so we wrap it up, and then the dance begins, and we see what our destiny is going to be and how this group can push forward through that.
Okay, we'll be waiting for the draw tomorrow night.
Hey, we had a great crowd here today. I really appreciate the support of our families, and I brought my whole crew, and you know, afternoon games are interesting, and this was a fun environment, and hopefully our fans go home happy.
Okay, we'll see you.
Appreciate it.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, 63-59 winners today at Hammond Morton. The play of the game is coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Back here in the Hammond Morton Gymnasium, Warsaw 63, Hammond Morton 59. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. The play of the game, with Warsaw leading by two, Morton had the ball with a chance to go in and tie the game or shoot a three to take the lead. They chose to run the ball at the basket. They ran what we know as push down. They had a guy open but not wide open. Trey Davis got back defensively, was able to get in front of his man, make him shoot it from 8 feet above the block, so, you know, just a couple feet above that first lane line, missed it. Brant Martin got the rebound, got fouled, went down, and made two free throws. That's the play of the game brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. Again, find them online. That's it. We're done. Your thoughts today on this game, Jim Spiker?
You know, Coach Moore said he was looking for a game this weekend. That's how they ended up with Hammond Morton. What a really nice game going into sectional. We had so many tight situations and game situations that we had to go through today. So what a wonderful game as far as a prep.
One more to go before the sectional, and that will be on Tuesday. That'll be at Tippecanoe Valley, and I'm telling you, get there as soon as you can because seats are going to be at a premium. That's going to be a rockin' place on Tuesday night. JV action begins at 6:15. Our coverage begins at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. For Jim Spiker and Steve Scott back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Again, the final scores, Warsaw 53-40 winners in the JV game over Hammond Morton. They're now 16-4 and owners of an 11-game win streak. And the varsity is 16-5, winners of four in a row and 13 of their last 16 as they win 63-59 over the Governors. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey's coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you for the draw tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.